Macroeconomics, New Solutions for a Connected Planet. Authors, Don Tapscott and Anthony Williams. Rebooting the World. The new world of Wikinomics gives organisations an opportunity to tap into new sources of insight and value. To be sure, collaborative innovation can have downsides, including tough adjustments for industries whose business models were based on scarcities that no longer exist. The web provides an enormous asset for fostering reasoned democratic debate, but so-called online town halls frequently deteriorate into senseless banter and echo chambers where the like-minded rail against their ideological opponents. The growing prominence of collaborative endeavours also raises a number of tough questions about the roles and responsibilities of different actors in society. Organisations can succeed and even thrive in this new environment by embracing the five principles of Wikinomics: collaboration, openness, sharing, integrity, and interdependence. Instead, smart companies increasingly collaborate globally to get things done. Whether designing a new product or launching a global marketing campaign, mass internet-enabled collaboration has become powerful modus operandi for business and many other institutions. Openness. The term open is rich in meaning with positive connotations. Open, however, is not an adjective often used to describe the inner workings of today's economy or many other institutions in society either. When it came to sharing information with the world, the default position of most organisations was secrecy and opacity. Organisations were closed, companies kept important information to themselves, especially with regard to flaws, errors or weaknesses. Sharing. If openness is about the communication of pertinent information to stakeholders of firms, governments and other organisations, sharing is about the releasing or handing over of assets. Smart firms treat intellectual property like a mutual fund. They manage a balanced portfolio of IP assets, some protected and some shared. Interdependence. If the financial system meltdown shows us anything, it's that we live in an interconnected world. In an age when everything and everyone interconnected through networks of glass and air, no one, no business, organisation, government, agency, country or society is an island. Regulators, if not bankers, are getting the message. Changes in financial rules and accounting standards must be coordinated globally in the effort to help avoid a reoccurrence of the economic crisis. Accounting standard setters, regulators, and policy makers around the world are discussing and proposing preventative measures, rethinking the fundamentals. In short, it's time to shine the light on the opaque products and activities of the financial sector that have threatened the entire economy, and the web provides a platform to do this. A digital response involving collaboration on a mass scale may be the best way to properly evaluate and assess the value of risk of new financial instruments as they are produced. Wikinomics meets the green energy economy. Today, the world stands at the brink of a new energy revolution. The fossil fuel-based economy is coming to an end, and the new green energy economy is emerging in its place. Like past energy revolutions, there will be great payoffs for the countries and companies that master the new technologies early. The opportunity for new product and service innovation is huge, as is the potential for smart firms to create hundreds of thousands of new high-skilled jobs in fields ranging from solar engineering to software. Truly opening up our energy infrastructure could catalyse a new source of supply, provide a platform for new energy services, and help foster a culture of energy prosumption, whereby household and business users become active producers and managers of energy, not just passive consumers and ratepayers. The new transport revolution. The new generation of tech-savvy transportation entrepreneurs is at last bringing fresh thinking and new approaches to a transportation sector merged in its own unfortunate legacies. New forms of green transportation infrastructure are being built and tested in various countries in hopes that such infrastructure could eventually power a worldwide electric car fleet and end our dependence on oil. Innovative car sharing services are beginning to reshape car ownership. Rethinking the university. In the current model of pedagogy, education is largely about absorbing content and being able to recall it on exam. You still need a knowledge base and you can't Google your way through every activity and conversation. But what counts more is your capacity to learn lifelong, to think, research, find information, analyse, synthesise, contextualise and critically evaluate, to apply research to solving problems, to collaborate and communicate. This is particularly important for students and employers who compete in a global economy. Labour markets are now global and, given networked business models, knowledge workers face competition in real time. Workers and managers must learn, adapt and perform like never before. With today's technology, it's now possible to embrace new collaborative and social models of learning that change the actual pedagogy in more fundamental ways. Ground rules for innovation. Making Wikinomics happen in your own organisation. Macro-Wikinomics is the story of a world with two starkly contrasting realities. On one hand, many of the institutions that have served us well for decades, even centuries, seem frozen and unable to move forward. On the other hand, we see sparkling new possibilities as people with drive, passion and expertise take advantage of the new web-based tools to get more involved in making the world more prosperous, just and sustainable. In years of research, six rules or ways of working that successful individuals and groups follow enable Wikinomics have been identified as follows. 1. Don't just create. Curate a context for people to self-organise. Many organisations take the wrong approach to exploiting the web. In order to succeed in a wiki world, you cannot just think of yourself as a content provider or as someone creating an initiative, product or service. Instead, become a creator. Someone who creates a context or a platform that allows other people to self-organise and create things that are valuable, both for you and for them, and maybe even for the world. 2. Rethink the commons. To make Wikinomics happen in your organisation, you will need to selectively put intellectual property and other assets in the commons, thus allowing larger numbers of contributors to interact freely with larger amounts of information in search of new projects and opportunities for collaboration. 3. Let's go. The paradox of today's age is that to be strong, to have to control, to ensure your security as an organisation or society, you have to let go. This letting go can take many forms. It could mean giving your employees more freedom and more flexibility to innovate and co-create with their peers. Or, in the case of government, it could mean giving up on a monopoly of policy creation and handing citizens a meaningful role in the process. 4. Find and strengthen the vanguard. Collaborative communities never get off the ground without a core group of leaders who establish the vision and community values. Help manage group interactions, champion the cause, and attract more people to the ecosystem. This small group of key participants does a disproportionate amount of the work, often providing the social capital and technical infrastructure that other participants build on. This is the vanguard, and if you want to tap into the power of self-organisation, you need to strengthen it. 5. Create a culture of collaboration. The hardest challenge for anyone who wants to transform their institution for the networked age is to deepen and broaden the culture of collaboration. To make any of this work, you must assume a collaborative disposition. You need to abandon the old-style hierarchy and encourage people within the organisation to talk directly to one another, even if they're in different departments. 6. Empower the next generation. Engage young people. They are the natural champions of the transformation we've described in this book.